Timothy couldn't wait for winter to be over.
Mom, is it warm enough for me to play outside yet?
Paciencia, Timothy. Have patience. Wait a few more weeks.
Timothy waited a few more weeks. The snow melted. The sun peeked out from the clouds, and all the trees and flowers came alive again.
Now is it warm enough?
Almost. We're having a chilly spring this year.
Timothy pushed his toy tractors around his room again and again. He was tired of pushing tractors. He wanted to run around the farm. Finally, the days got warmer. Timothy dashed out the door to find Cubby Bear, who had just woken up from a long winter nap.
Let's play hide and seek in the apple trees.
The two friends hopped and jumped along the path. They were happy to be together again. Cubby hid first, and Timothy counted to 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ready or not, here I come!
Timothy walked between the rows of apple trees. He spotted a blue vest between some green leaves.
I found you!
Timothy tagged a patch of Cubby's brown fur. Cubby popped out from the trees and smiled.
Hey, you're not all I found.
He pointed to Cubby's head. On top of Cubby's head was a small, shiny, green beetle with reddish-brown wings. Cubby pointed back at Timothy. Two beetles were slowly crawling up Timothy's neck.
Whoa!
Timothy brushed the tickling beetles off with his hand, and they flew away.
That's 3 beetles. Let's see how many more we can find.
Cubby and Timothy searched the leaves. 1 beetle, 2 beetles, 3 beetles. They counted up to 12 beetles on the leaves, and there were still more.
Let's tell Dad about all our beetle friends.
They ran off to the barn.